It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.ColemanLACounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm really excited to be here to share some of my best ofs. And again, I want to start my show with a little bit of inspiration. Love doesn't make the world go round. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile.
Today, joining us is Erica Petrini. She's the host of TLC's Sunday Brunch Show. And of course, you probably think we're going to be talking about food, but we're actually going to be talking about reviving your resolutions. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about that. You know, I don't actually wait till New Year's Eve to make my resolutions. I kind of reflect every day, but every week, and say, what can I do better? And, you know, what worked, what didn't work? So let's bring Erica on, and she's going to join us and how we can kind of get through this new year. And again, Happy New Year to everyone. And I'm so glad that you are here tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Erica, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Kim, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's New Year's. I like what you said. It doesn't have to start on New Year's. It doesn't have
to. It's so much pressure, and I don't like pressure.
No, I agree.
I like every day just checking in and going, okay, yeah, yesterday might have been a hard day, but how can I do this better? Or what can I do to help more people? Or what can I do to, you know, just to change that, you know, that little tweak in our day. I'm excited to talk about this. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, I'm a television host of TLC Sunday Brunch, but also Access Health on Lifetime Television. And I'm a mom of two, which is really important. So I live it every single day. This New Year's is always a challenge for me because I start with these resolutions, and then I need help in sort of helping carry them out past that January time frame, like you do, carrying it out through the whole year. So I'm lucky. I've partnered with some really great companies to kind of develop some tips and tricks on how to get through and really carry through with all of your New Year's resolutions so that 2017 can be the best one yet.
Wow. And now, you mentioned your kids. I've got four kids.
Yeah.
And do you include them in on it, or how does that work?
Yeah, my kids, I mean, they're very much, they're still 6 and 8. So their resolutions are probably pushing.
Minor.
Personal ones are minor, but the ones that I think I'm responsible for, obviously I take care of, like eating healthy, which is, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Eating healthy is sort of still my responsibility because they can't go out and buy their own food yet, thank God.
I know. You know what? It's funny because my kids are all older now, and I see them, I'm like, really? You know, I can make you something that you know everything, you know. So it does. That is a big responsibility that you have as opposed to, you know, like I remember I used to make their baby food because then I would know that it was natural.
I did the same thing.
Excuse me. And so let's talk about most people's resolutions start with eating healthy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that like the normal or?
I think so. I mean, I think the majority of people are either, if they're not actually doing it, they're talking about it. And so I know in my family, eating healthy is a huge priority. And I think one of the biggest struggles with eating healthy is finding foods, easy food that is healthy, but also satisfying and tastes delicious. We eat a lot of cottage cheese in our family because we like cottage cheese. But even if you don't like cottage cheese, I am urging you to try Muna cottage cheese.
Really?
Yeah, no, wait till
you
try it.
That's so different than what I would think of because, you know, a lot of people say don't eat any dairy.
Oh, you know, it's so funny. I'm like, you're from California, of course, but dairy, certain kinds of dairies, especially cottage cheese, it's so high in protein, so good for you. And
I used to love, I used to love that with pineapple.
Yes.
Okay, a little bit of pineapple, and they're fresh pineapple, of course. And then you know what my mom used to do is she would cut up tomatoes. Now you got me craving
the
it.
The savory.
Tomatoes and red onions and then, you know, salt and pepper. Ooh.
So good.
Ooh.
So let me tell you about this cottage cheese. It's called Muna cottage cheese and they've really got this proprietary recipe that's absolutely delicious. They have blueberry, strawberry, cottage cheese, pineapple, mango, and peach with the real fruit bits at the bottom, which everybody loves. Again, high in protein, 15 grams of protein per serving, so it's going to keep you full. It's going to keep you energized. I love it. My kids love it. So the best part is it comes in these like single serves, so you just grab them and you can give it to them for snack,
like
for breakfast.
The fruits in one side and the
The fruit,
is
the fruit, the fruit
together?
Is in the bottom, or you can actually go with the low fat plain and the plain yogurt as well. They have that option as well. Really great option for snacking, breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's just an all around great food. And you can find
it back on my meals. Then.
Yeah, and check them out. You can go to Muna.com to find out what retailers near you have them. So that's great.
I do want to take a moment just to, if anybody's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and of course, I'm speaking with Erica Vetrini, and of course, she is the host of TLC and Sunday Brunch Show. So you're all about cooking, aren't you?
I am about cooking. I'm all about cooking, but also just like eating and drinking really clean and staying away from like sugary beverages and all of those things because we know.
Erica,
yeah.
Can I ask answer your question, how did you get into doing the host of TLC's Sunday Brunch?
I've been in this business for a really long time, for like 15 years now, so it sort of was just sort of a progression, and I had met a lot of people in the TLC Discovery world, and then they just asked me to be their host, and that was it.
Wow, yeah. Do you love it?
I do love it. And I'm also the host of a show called Access Health on Lifetime, which I love as well. But Kim, I got to tell you about this. I have a feeling you eat really clean too, but you know how important it is. Most people go for those sugary drinks. You know,
yeah,
like the
not
hot.
Not so much anymore.
No,
yeah.
You can't do it. It's empty calories, it's no good for you. Well, I found just the thing to kind of make that choice easy for so many people out there. There's a company called True Citrus, and they make clean labeled citrus-based beverage mixes that have no artificial flavors, sweeteners, preservatives, no gluten, no sodium. It's a really healthy product. And all you have to do to get that fresh squeezed flavor is you take these no-calorie, unsweetened little sachets, you pour them into your water, to your tea. I like sparkling water. It gives you that fresh lemon.
Water,
yeah. It gives you that fresh lemon lime taste that steers you away from all of that other bad stuff that's on the market. They also do make a 10-calorie lime limeade and a 10-calorie lemon lemonade.
What is the name of that?
The company is called True Citrus, but they have True Lemon, True Lime, True Lemon Lemonade, True Lime Limeade.
You can find it anywhere?
Yeah, so you can find it on Amazon.com, or you can go to TrueCitrus.com and find it there as well. They also partnered with Kim Lyons, which is the former trainer for The Biggest Loser, to launch a 30-day New Year True You campaign. So you go to TrueCitrus.com/TrueYouChallenge, and you can sign up to win a training session with Kim, as well as a trip to California. It would be a short trip for you, I guess, as well as a hotel stay. But it's so much more. It's really great. Really great company.
Sounds fun. All right, so let's say, are there any healthy concerns that the whole family should be focusing? You know, I keep seeing a lot of people getting the flu right now.
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, stay away. But is there really, a lot of people get flu shots. I don't do that. I can't get that.
Yeah, you know, I think get the flu shot, obviously. That's just my personal opinion. That's not, no one else is saying that. That's just me. But still, you can't manage cold and flu season. It's just around you, especially when you have little ones that are bringing home all sorts of stuff. My husband's homesick right now with one. I just try to manage it. And so I found really great tools to help me manage it. One of them is called saline soothers for adults, and the other one is called boogie wipes for kids. This is a really, really moisturizing, soothing wipe, gentle wipe that's made with natural saline, aloe, vitamin E, all of the chamomile, all of the good stuff that's going to help you soothe those sore noses. I was just away for vacation in December and I had a sinus infection. I couldn't be without my saline soothers. And you can find those in the cough and cold section of your Rite Aid or your Walgreens. Yeah.
Okay.
The other one that I think is really important, I think this is something to put on the calendar. We all should be discussing it. Eye exams. I think we all know that we have to go to the dentist and get our teeth cleaned. We just know we do that. That's fine. But we often neglect or we postpone going to the eye doctor because we don't recognize the importance of going to an annual eye doctor to have clear vision, to take care of your vision health. There's a new national public awareness campaign. It's called Think About Your Eyes. I love this campaign. It's helping us understand the importance of our vision health, going to the doctor annually. This is crazy, but uncorrected impaired vision is the most widespread unaddressed disability, yet 80% of all visual impairments can be corrected. That's huge. We just need to go to the doctor. So thinkaboutyoureyes.com is saying go to the doctor. Schedule in 2017, schedule your own appointment.
You know what?
Kids' appointments.
And I'm glad that you said that because I really feel like, you know, it's all about being responsible. You know, we all want to have fun. We all want to have a great life. But I call it like the responsible list. And then, you know, you kind of keep going back and forth with four kids. I was like, okay, those 6-month appointments, like you said, it's easy for us to do that with our dentist. And, you know, the same thing should be with our mammograms, the same thing should be with our doctors, and just keep it almost on, you know, a definite schedule so that we're maintaining our best help.
For sure, for sure. And I don't know why we put off eye doctor's appointment, but it's so simple, it's so easy, and it's so necessary. The other, and the thinkaboutyoureyes.com really is a wonderful resource, because you can go there and you can locate a trusted eye doctor that's in your area and that's nearby, which is great, and also learn more about vision health. I learned so much by visiting the site.
Ah, very cool. All right, Erica, well, so what are your goals for the holidays, for the new year?
You know, I have all the ones that are the typical, you know, eat healthier, blah, 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 blah. But I think the most important one for me is just to stay present and to stay connected. And we're all
mindful.
Really, really busy, mindful, present, and connected. And I don't know why every year that becomes harder for me. The busier they get, the older they get. But my kids are growing up super fast. You said yours are already older. I don't want to miss any more moments. And so that's my biggest goal this year.
Yeah. And now, do you work full time?
You know, I freelance, so sometimes it's a full week, sometimes it's 3 days, sometimes it's 2 days, sometimes it's 7 days. It changes, but whenever I am home, I try to be there.
Yeah, do you have a schedule that you keep when you wake up in the morning? What's your wake-up schedule?
Yeah. Well, we alternate, so me and my husband are so conscious of each other's, we try to balance, so even between the two of us.
Is he in the business too?
No, thank goodness he's not, but my schedule changes, even my schedule changes day to day. But I have my priorities. And
what
are
your priorities?
I need to be able to wake up and have moments to myself to kind of organize my day. I need to go to the gym. I need to, you know, have an activity base with my kids. Like, there's a couple things that need to fit in. It's like a puzzle. But it works.
Right.
It works.
Well, that's good, because, I mean, it's almost like starting your day really in a positive way, okay? Do you ever meditate?
I don't meditate. I wish that you know what it is, Kim? My kids are still 6 and 8, so they come waking up, and it's like they're in our room. There's no...
That's a pretty precious time. I remember that.
It
now
is.
I got my grandchildren when they come over, and I'm like, oh, I could do this better now, even though I really feel like I did a great job being a mom. It's like, you know, and like what you said is the most important thing, is just really being in the moment. You know, everybody's so ready to, you know, take care of our businesses and, of course, our goals. And yet at the same time, it's like we have to be, you know, take everything in stride and take each one and make sure it's important. So
for sure. And for me, I guess that time in the morning or any sort of personal time is my meditation at the moment.
There you go.
At the moment.
There you go. And now here's one other thing. I know we haven't really talked about this, but really quick, just to mention it, is so many people are so busy trying to reach their next goal that they're not even in their first goal. They're not even, you know, like just really going, I did a great job where I am today.
Right, exactly. I think it's like set attainable goals and then give yourself credit when you've reached
a high point. Enjoy them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Where can we find out more, and when is your show on?
It's Sundays, and then also you have to look up Access Health. It's sort of sporadic when it airs, but if you go to the websites, you'll find all that information. But my website is ericavetrini.com, and then you click on the blog post, and all that information will be there.
Very good. Erica, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show and our podcast with all of your people.
I absolutely will, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
And enjoy those little babies.
I will.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And, of course, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to our podcast. And, of course, that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Today, I want to welcome Dr. John Aguanobi. Is that correct?
Aguanobi. That's great.
Aguanobi. Okay, there we go. And, of course, he is the Chief Health and Nutrition Officer at Herbalife. And we're going to find out a little bit about, we're at the beginning of the year. We're a little into it. I always like to say, kind of like look back, see what's working, what's not working. But what we're going to talk about is really a fresh start, a new beginning, and some of the ways that we think kind of set us off on a bad track. And so today, we're going to find out a little bit about some tips that can really make some of our resolutions stick with us. And so, I love one of the things that I've already read here is when you say diet, it already makes you feel like, oh, okay, can I do this, And so I don't even like to say, I want to just go, I'm going to make some other choices in my life. So again, let's welcome Dr. Aguanobi. I'm so sorry. I'm going to mess that up.
Most people call me Dr. John. John Aguanobi.
There you go. All right. Okay, I am going to do that. Thank you so much. And again, Dr. John, and of course, again, just for anybody that's just tuning in with us, that you are the Chief Health and Nutrition Officer at Herbalife. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kim. You know, at this point in the year, a lot of people are beginning to really drop their resolutions. They're tired, they're exhausted, they're hungry, and they're frustrated. And I'm hoping I can offer a rescue plan to those that are struggling. And to those that didn't take on resolutions, I'm hoping I can give them some tips on how to do it right.
I love that, because you're right. We are a little bit in, and sometimes, like, even I'm just going to say it, we've had some amazing rain, which we needed. But, sometimes you just go, okay, I was so ready for the new year, and now what? You know, it's always a great time to restart. So let's talk about that.
All right. Well, I think the key is, number one, make sure you've set a resolution that's realistic and achievable. Number two, break it down into a series of smaller, bite-sized milestones. That is key to making it successful and to making it last a lifetime. Build it into your lifestyle. There are three parts of a really good, balanced lifestyle approach to health and nutrition. The first is a balanced food plan, a nutrition plan that contains all of the nutrition that you need. It can't just come from the outside. It needs to come from the inside. You need to really believe in your heart that you're working towards improving your food. You can't diet your way to a better nutrition. The second thing is physical activity. It doesn't have to be at the gym. It doesn't have to be overwhelming, but each week you have to aim to improve your physical activity by just a little. Over time, you'll find that your physical activity becomes much more and much more sustainable. Then lastly, don't try to do it alone, Kim. Make sure that you gather friends, buddies, coaches, a community around you that knows what you're trying to do, that is celebrating your journey and celebrating your achievement of your milestones. It's key to success over the long haul.
I love those. I love those. You know, we're going to do this a little bit backwards. Can you tell everybody who you are and why you're doing this and a little bit of, like, you know, how you got started?
Yeah. Well, my name is Dr. John Agwunobi. I'm a physician who has worked in public health for decades and has worked in nutrition and in wellness for a decade, and I've put it all together in my mind, and by working at Herbalife Nutrition, I've been introduced to lots of people that believe in that similar approach to an active, healthy lifestyle, a balanced approach to health and wellness. And so that's the work that I do today, and I try to go out and I try to teach people that they can achieve these goals. They don't have to rush it. They don't have to look for magic pills, because there's science. There's a path that people have used to be successful.
Perfect, perfect. I love that. So tell us, I know, where are you located, first of all?
Well, I live in Los Angeles, but I work around the world in the many different offices that represent Herbalife Nutrition.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me ask you, for people that maybe don't have time, because I always hear that's a big one, I don't have time to have breakfast, or I don't have time to make nutritious meals, what are some of the things that you would offer?
Yeah, well, first I would say, make sure that protein is the single most important nutrient that you need to try to get into your body every day. Vegetables are important as well, obviously, and cutting back sugar is an important way to reduce your calorie intake. But in the end, protein should be the key thing that you search for. Now, if it is hard to find...
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Protein. Okay, so that's like a protein drink in the morning.
Yeah.
What would you recommend?
So I would recommend that people look for a balanced meal replacement protein shake. And actually, Herbalife Nutrition has one called Formula One. It's an amazingly well-balanced shake that has protein, carbohydrates, fibers, vitamins, micronutrients, everything you would see in a healthy meal has been built into that shake. That's one approach.
Okay, and does that have sugar in it? Oh, my dogs are going away crazy here. Do they have sugar in that?
Yeah, there's a little bit of sugar, but nowhere near as much as you would find in some of those protein shakes that are sold out there commercially at retail, because we recognize that although everybody needs to have a little bit of sugar, having too much is a bad thing.
Okay, so I'm glad that we clarified that, because sometimes you look and you're like, oh, there's sugar in this. Oh, there's sugar in this. So, okay, and so if you could do three things every day that could really help you, what would you suggest those would be?
Well, I'd say, first of all, as I've said, balance your nutrition. Make sure that you spread it in a way that it's achievable. Avoid dieting. The second thing I would do is add a little bit of physical activity to your life. Incrementally build it over time. Don't try to rush to the gym and run 100 miles and push 100 pounds of weight. That's not the way to go. And then the last thing I would say is find a buddy, find a coach, find somebody who can support you in your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
I love that. I'm all about finding a support team, people that love and admire you and look up to you and want to work with you, want to see you do better. And so we're so in line with that. I'm looking at your website, and of course it's discovergoodnutrition.com. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to find there.
So sometimes when you're on this journey of trying to improve your health or trying to lose weight, you start out on the internet and you have to go to 20 different sites. The key, I think, is discovergoodnutrition.com has everything in one place: nutrition science, food, physical activity and lifestyle, but it also has beauty tips, how to use health to improve the way you look. So that's the site I live by.
I love it. I love it. Where can we find out more about you? And I'd love to have you back.
Yeah. Well, the Discover Good Nutrition site is a good place to start, but I'm always available. And Kim, for you, I'd come back anytime.
Oh, you're the best. All right. Well, again, Dr. John, thank you so much
for being here with us, giving us some amazing tips to start our day in a positive way. That's what our show's all about. That's what we do here. And I'd love to, again, like I said, let's check back in a couple months and see how we're all doing. Because, you know what, we should do this one last thing. Is there one little recipe that you could share with us that would just really make us, you know, feel really good about ourselves?
Well, I'm not the best recipe guy, but I would tell you a nice little braised chicken with vegetables. That's my favorite dinner every day. I have a shake for breakfast every morning, and I have a salad at lunch.
I love that. Very simple, but very clean. So again, give us your last name. I don't want to mess it up. Is it Agawanobi?
Agwanobi. Perfect.
Agwanobi. Okay, I wanted to get it right. But anyways, we appreciate you being here. And again, we're talking with Dr. John, and he is the Chief Health and Nutrition Officer at Herbalife. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you, Kim.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm really excited again, another year. And of course, we're going to be talking with Lash Berry. And Lash Berry does these amazing packages, and we're going to be talking about all of the great things that they're going to be giving away. And so, again, if you're just tuning in with us right now,
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Lash, are you there? Welcome and thank you so much.
Good morning. It's always such a pleasure to chat with you. You're so positive and I always enjoy speaking with you.
Well, thank you so much. So tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do. And I'm excited for all the things that you always find the best thing, first of all. But let's just share everybody what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, my company, Distinctive Assets, this is our 15th year putting together these very special Everyone Wins gift bags for the top Oscar nominees. We have no affiliation with the Oscars. This is simply our independent tribute to these incredibly talented individuals. And we've worked extra hard this year. This bag has become the most buzzed about swag in the world. So we've worked extra hard to make sure it lives up to its reputation and includes all sorts of delightful items for the major nominees.
So what are some of those? And let's just kind of back up a little bit. Now, obviously, the Oscar winners, they win. The way you do it is everybody wins, right? I love that tagline because you do make everybody win.
Absolutely. If they win on Sunday night, they obviously have an amazing story and their life changes as an Oscar winner, or in Meryl Streep's case, multiple Oscar winner. And if they don't win, then they'll at least win in the gift department. So this is a way for them to console themselves in the wake of a pretty big loss come Monday morning.
I love it. And how long have you been doing this? You said this is your 15th year,
15th.
But I mean, how did you come together with, what was it? I'm sorry.
Yes, this is our 15th year doing it. My company's been around for
right.
19 years now.
Wow. What was your thought behind this? I love it.
Well, you know what? For the Grammys, which we just wrapped up, we do the official backstage gift lounge for the presenters and performers. And, you know, at the time when we started doing this, the Oscars was doing their own gift bag, which they've since stopped doing. And I wanted to figure out how can we be a part of the show in a way that makes sense. You know, there were people doing off-site gift suites in hotels that, you know, it was hard to get actual Oscar nominees to attend. And I thought, you know, this would be a lovely way to honor them, to make it easy for them. They can go through this in the comfort of their own home. They don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to do anything except just enjoy the gifts that we've put together for them. And the response has just been tremendous over the years. So many of the celebs have redeemed vacation packages we've offered, which we're doing yet again this year. We've got a couple of amazing trips for them if they want to put the stress of Oscar week behind and head out on a luxury vacation. We're giving them 6 days in a luxury villa at Kailua Landing Resort in Hawaii. We're also offering them a 3-day stay in a fully private mansion for them and 10 friends at the Lost Coast Ranch Estate in Northern California. So we try to make their lives better in any way that we can.
I would say you do a great job of that. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Lash Berry. We're talking about their amazing company that supplies all of these amazing nominee gift bags for the Oscars. And that's, of course, coming up. And so I know, you have so many little things also in there. I know we talked about some of the big things. Just give us a hint of all the stuff that's in there. And how do you go about finding all these great things?
This is a year-round endeavor for us. We'll start working on Monday on next year's gift bag for those nominees. And, you know, I'm always looking for fun and interesting things. I love including products that I personally love. For example, my favorite skincare product is the Healing Saint Luminosity Skin Serum. So we're including that. My favorite maple syrup is Rouge Maple. So we're including that. I came across...
I love that.
Yes, and I think one of your favorite products is going to be from Bangarang. I fell in love with this product the minute I saw it. It's called the Positive Cube. It's a little wooden box that's filled with 199 different cards. Each one has a different positive thought or action that you can do that day, or an affirmation. Like I just pulled a few out of the box. It says, call mom on one. Another says, pick up litter that would otherwise end up in nature. So every day it's a different positive thought that you can put into the universe, which I think we can all agree is very important these days.
I love that.
Yeah, there's a book called Curly Girly. And it's for, you know, these parents to read to their young children, especially their daughters. And it's all about embracing their qualities that make you unique. You know, and speaking of kids, if they're sending their kids off to school, you know, when you're an Oscar nominee, even something as seemingly simple as an apple has to be the best apple in the world. So we're giving them a year supply of Opal apples. These are the only all-natural, non-browning, non-GMO apples grown right here in the United States. And so I'm excited to share that product with them as well.
Wow, so many great things. I know that this is like a very simple thing, but you have on here chapstick. So there must be something special.
It is, you know, and it's also one of the least expensive items in the gift bag. But for me, the point of that is to illustrate that it's not about the price tag. You know, when we put these gifts together, sometimes it's the most useful common products that the celebrities like the most. And certainly with ChapStick Total Hydration, this is a new product for them. It's moisture plus tint. But even if you're an Oscar nominee, you can get chapped lips. So, you know, we try to cover all of our bases from A to Z. And even though it's a simple product, we also have very high-end tech products like Umi, which is a starter kit that allows you to convert an ordinary home into a smart home. And you can control almost every facet of your home from anywhere in the world as long as you have Wi-Fi access, which is kind of cool.
Oh, I love it. So what will they be getting when you say that? What is that?
It's a starter kit. So you get the sort of central unit, you get a camera so that you can sort of check in on your loved ones remotely if you happen to be out of town. You get light bulbs that sync up so you can change the color of your light bulbs. You can set them on a timer so that when you come home, they turn on and you can change the color of them, which I love to do. I've got a pink light in my office right now, but you can change the color to anything you want. And it just really allows you to control your home. It's super cool.
I like it. Now, what's the happiest tea?
That is a new line of luxury t-shirts, and it allows you to celebrate your happy place. We've got about 13 different destinations. I've got one here in front of me that says happiest in London, because several of the nominees are British this year. But there's Los Angeles, there's Las Vegas, there's one that says happiest in love. So whatever your happy place is, they've got a t-shirt or sweatshirt that allows you to celebrate that.
I love it. Okay, and of course, you know me with handbags. Tell me about the Jules K handbag.
The Jules K, I love this. This is a unique luxury handbag, and it's got anteaters on it. And so the story behind it is that the designer as a kid loved anteaters. And then as a young woman, she loved purses. So she blended two of her passions together and created this unique anteater print. I know when you say anteater purse, some people are like, huh, I don't get it. But when you see them, they're so adorable and so unique. And I think that especially for these nominees, it's always important to have a unique accessory in your life.
And now, do these people come to you? Do you go to them? And is there, do they have to kind of be voted on? What's the process?
We both pitch them and they pitch us in terms of the products that go in. So, you know, I've got a team of people who's reaching out and looking for new products to include. We've got a lot of products that are part of it year after year. So this is the fourth year, for example, that Hayes is part of the gift bag with their dual V3 vaporizer, the first and only dual chamber vaporizer on the market. That's vaporizing is something that's very popular here in town, especially with Oscar winner Leonardo DiCaprio last year. And then we're just kind of always on the prowl for something that might be cool to add.
Wow, I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, Ashbury, he is all about his business distinctive assets. And they've been gifting impressive swag bags to Academy Award nominees for the last 15 years. And I know that this year is titled Everyone Wins. And I really agree with that, because when you see these bags, I mean, if you didn't get you weren't even elected, or you were up there, whatever it is, you're winning. And now, the Golden Door, talk to us about that.
That is right here in our backyard in Southern California, and they're giving the nominees a whole week of mind, body, and spirit renewal. It's just a magical place to go, and one of the things I love most about the Golden Door is that they donate 100% of their net profits to organizations fighting child abuse.
Oh, I love that. I love when people give back. Okay. Now, did I miss anything else?
Well, one of the most unique items that I'm excited
about.
Oh, yeah, the Sweet Cheek Cellulite Massage Mats. Those have been quite buzzworthy as well. So these are mats that you sit on for 30 minutes every day for the ladies. And it helps reduce the appearance of cellulite by increasing the circulation and flow in the area.
Wow, nice. What was the one you were going to?
Oh, I was going to say the American Heart Association CPR Anytime Kit. I've been working with them for the past couple of years, spreading the word and trying to inspire people to learn hands-only CPR. And with this kit, these very busy celebrities from the comfort and privacy of their own home can learn hands-only CPR in under 30 minutes. So when I say that's a priceless gift, I mean, just imagine if you're able to save the life of a loved one, you're almost three times more likely to survive a cardiac incident if a bystander administers CPR. So it's a very important skill to have.
Love that. All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and you always do such an impressive job with all these swag bags. win your title this year. I mean, you know, it's funny. I love the thought of win-win, and I think of you, and I think of your swag bags. So, again, could you let everybody know how they can find out more about you?
Sure. My company's website is distinctiveassets.com.
Okay. Well, again, Lashberry, always a pleasure to talk with you. And until the next event, right?
Yes, exactly. It's always a pleasure, Kim. I appreciate all that you do and the positivity that you put out into the world.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll talk soon, and I appreciate it. And,
sounds good.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. All right, you too. Bye-bye. I got this
feeling inside my bones. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for staying with us and joining us. And of course, we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And of course, you can always find us if you're not able to stay with us here on the radio. Always download our iTunes, and that is our podcast at iTunes/. The Kim Pagano Show. Mark Pilon is who we're talking right now. And of course, he's the executive director of Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles. Now, you know, I know that, in the beginning you were saying that a lot of these funds, are distributed out. Is that beyond Los Angeles, or how does that work?
No, we're the Los Angeles affiliate. We take care of all the women here and men that are symptomatic, as men do get breast cancer, right here in Los Angeles County. Then there is another Orange County affiliate, and there's a San Diego County affiliate, and one in Inland Empire, and one in San Francisco, Greater Bay, up to Sacramento. So we all take care of the individuals that are just in our community, because we know our community's needs. We do a huge assessment about every 3 years, Kim. That really, I mean, it's a massive undertaking, a massive project, research project, that really pinpoints what are the needs in our county most as far as breast health, what neighborhoods, right down to the areas, what ethnicities need us the most, and what are the services they need us to do most. So then that's who we set our granting guidelines around, is our community profile. So then we can see and say, those that are servicing these areas, these people, we have money for you to help us complete these services. And so we get our grant applications in, and then we have an independent review committee so that nobody on staff, nobody on our board influences who gets the money. We have an independent group of medical professionals that look through all these grants and decide this is going to be the most impactful one, and then this is going to be tremendously impactful, and they make up a list of starting with number one, and then when we find out how much we have to spend, we just start writing checks right down the line and get as many completed as we can to try to get out there and help us make this happen.
Wow. And let me ask you, can you give us some stories of people that that this has just made? I mean, I'm sure there's thousands and, you know, stories that this really helped.
Oh, wow. Well,
I know, huh? Anything that just
already
sticks out in your mind.
Yeah,
is,
my wife already
more.
Knows this. Since I've been here in 5 years, I've probably fallen in love with at least 300 women that are now my best friends.
How did I know that about you, Mark? Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a gift that way. I have gotten to know some unbelievably strong women that have gone through this, and that various amounts of our services have been able to help. A lot of our focus is on and has been on, for the last couple of years, on women under 40 and on African American women, but women under 40 because in the state of California, there's a program called Every Woman Counts. So if you're over 40 years old, whether you're very wealthy or if you have nothing, you can get a mammogram. But that doesn't handle women under 40. And that's where we come in, because a lot of insurances are you know, don't necessarily handle, pay for mammography and things for women under 40. So there's some of these young women that I have met that – And it frustrates me, but, you know, they've gone to their doctor. They've gone to their GP or their family doctor they've been going to for years, and they're, you know, 32 years old, say, look, I have a lump over here. And some of these doctors will, don't worry about it. You're too young. You don't need to worry about
mm-hmm.
that. And so they'll wait, and then they, you know, some wait too long. Some just say, well, thank you so much, but I'm going to go somewhere else. And are diligent enough and things that they will go and make sure and find out. And there have been, you know, diagnoses at 32 years old. Those individuals, some of those individuals, I have just gotten so close to. Some have wound up having a second occurrence. And
nice.
And it kind of bugs me that it's individuals that, you know, thank God we were able to provide the mammography services and the diagnostics and everything for them. So that, you know, because it, even with some, you know, the government-sponsored insurances, some of the deductibles are so large that
right.
somebody,
some people
somebody
just
you know, don't. You know, they can't do it. They just can't
yeah.
do it. So
yeah.
we're there for them. And there are too many stories about
wow.
women that have wound up in this situation where they're, you know, somebody just doesn't think that they're the right category for, you know, you're too young, you're too what,
right.
whatever, and they
Mark,
wind up with a cancer.
Yeah, Mark, if there's, you know, listeners right now that are going, wow, okay, hold on a minute, you just hit a nerve, where do they go to find out more? One, how to get any of your services. Two, how to be involved in Susan G. Komen, The Race for Life.
You can, number one, you can just call us at 310- 575-3011, or go to our website, you know, it's www.comanlacounty.org. Or if you're looking for a mammogram, call Every Woman Counts. It's an 800 number, and you can just call Every Woman Counts, because every woman does count. Every woman's a sister, a daughter, a mother, an aunt, a friend of someone. You know, they count. People count.
That's great.
But
and, you know,
every woman
I
counts,
learned...
and you can find a place to get a mammogram and start.
Okay. And you know, you mentioned this kind of early on, is it happens to men too. And so is there a place within Susan G. Komen that men are able to be helped?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Just give us a call. Number one,
okay.
just look up Susan G. Komen and ring that number. And even if you get the wrong number and you wind up calling Orange County or something, they'll direct you back over here so we can help you. And, you know, they'll direct you to Los Angeles if you're in L.A. And we will find a place if you feel like there's, you know, we all have to make sure that we're diligent and know our own bodies. And if there's something that's out of place, you know, you gotta go to the doctor and be willing to go to the doctor and just say, look, and not be embarrassed about going to the doctor, because there's something that's tender. There's something that hurts. I remember it was about 6 years ago. I got out of the shower and I'm drying my hair and I lifted my arm and I saw this funky thing like over on the left side. And it was like, I don't have one of those on the right side. And it didn't hurt at all. And I went to my general practitioner and we're friends. I've known him for like 25 years. And I said, what is this? And he said, well, it looks like it just might be a fatty cyst or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it was like somebody stuck a chicken cutlet back there. It was pretty large that I never saw, you know.
Yeah.
And so I wound up having to get it out. Yeah. And it was like as big as your fist down in. And it was benign. There was nothing wrong with it. He said, but it was actually, it wasn't just a fatty deposit. He said it was actually a encased cyst. And I said, well, good. I'm glad that's gone. So, you know, you just have to trust yourself.
You got to watch your body.
You never know.
Exactly.
You're not sure about something. Pay your $10 copay or $20 copay and go in and have it looked at. And if you don't have a doctor, then call us because we'll find somebody if it's about breast health. And men's breast tissue, actually, a lot of women's breast cancer winds up right in the mammary gland. Men's breast cancer can be a little bit lower onto the rib cage and a little bit further under the arm and things because it's just a larger space that we could possibly get it. So if there's something just the least bit funky, have it checked. Call us.
You got it. Mark, I so appreciate you coming on here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing your story and all the things that you do as a person and as a director. Thank you so much. And again, I hope we'll see you definitely on March 11th. And I invite all my listeners to get involved and be out there and go down to Dodger Stadium and have your presence known. So thank you so much again, Mark. And, of course, we're talking about Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles. Thank you so much.
I'll see you on March 11th and have a wonderful 2017.
Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud.